Jesus also is considered like Shakti Vaishavatar. Buddha is also Shakti Vaishavatar. Vyasadeva, does anyone know? I've heard Vyasadeva, sometimes he's Shakti Vaishavatar and sometimes he's directly Vishnu, depending on if someone fulfills that role. Has anyone ever heard that? Yeah. So there's these six different types of avatars. Srila Prabhupada as well. So Shakti Avesh means one who has the form Avesh, or he's empowered with the Shakti of the Lord to do a particular service. So Srila Prabhupada also, we say he's Shakti Avesh avatar because he was personally, specifically empowered as Senapati Bhakta, Senapati Acharya, in order to, Commander-in-Chief of Lord Chaitanya's army, in order to fulfill the prophecy of Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Pradesh. And Priti Vete Ache Joto Nagaradigram, that wherever, as many towns and villages there are, my name will be heard. So the whole world, they have witnessed this prediction, which came true. So Srila Prabhupada is considered like that, Shakti Avesh Avatar. And Buddha is also considered like Shakti Avesh Avatar because he came to teach people not to do this animal abuse, you know. They're using the Vedic literatures in order to justify the exploitation of animals, in order to teach non-violence, ahimsa paramo dharma. So it's a very important aspect of the Lord that he comes down. Because it's explained that actually the individual soul, in order to go back to the spiritual world, he needs help. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he gives the example. It's like when you're in the well, then how can you come out of a well? It's very hard, no? We're stuck in the ocean of material existence. We're covered over by the three modes of material nature. So it's very hard to overcome. What is that famous verse? Can anyone say in the Bhagavad Gita? Yes. Daivihesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya. So unless one surrenders unto Krishna, then you cannot pass this insurmountable energy. Sometimes people, they wonder that if the individual soul, how he can be covered over by Maya, because Maya is an energy, but the individual soul, he's a conscious being. So the example Prabhupada gives is just like the stick. We're beaten by the material energy, but the stick is not superior to the person, right? But why are we beaten by it? Because the person holding the stick. So in the similar way, Krishna has given as the facility to try to enjoy in the material world. But because we are fallible, Krishna is infallible, therefore we cannot come out of this situation. We need help. So therefore the Lord, he comes to give us the Srimad Bhagavatam, he comes to give us the holy name, he comes to give us all of these different facilities in order to advance in spiritual life and return to him. Sometimes there's a dialogue in different sampradayas that whether going back to the spiritual world is just kripa or whether it's sadhana, because we see also there is sadhana given, so there is a process, you follow this, you follow that, and then are you guaranteed the goal? Can anyone say, if you follow sadhana, are you guaranteed you'll go back to the spiritual world necessarily? No. Is it a mechanical process? No, right? Because a mechanical process means it's conditional. But we know that actually the spiritual world is not governed by conditions. The spiritual world is unlimited and it's not governed by some fixed step-by-step process. But at the same time, without practicing sadhana bhakti, then how will we attract the mercy of the Lord? Therefore, it's explained, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is not that it's only by sadhana, it's not that it's only by mercy, but it's a combination of both. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the example with the well, and what was the other one? He gave also the example of the cub, no? No, the other people, they give that example. They say that... Oh, yeah. So the monkey, one is that you try to endeavor by yourself. So the little monkey, he holds on to the mother, right? But if he lets go, then he'll drop. But the lion cub, when the lion wants to pick up the baby, what does the lion cub do? Or what does the lion do? Yeah, he picks it up in the mouth. So one is given that it's not anything you can do, but it's by mercy you go back. And the other one is that you hold on. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the example of the well. Because when you want to get out of the well, both parties, they have to do something, no? Both parties are involved. If someone just throws down the rope and you don't hold on to it, then you'll stay in the well, right? And if you only hold on to the rope but someone doesn't pull you up, then it's very hard to get out. So in other words, it's a combination. We say there is three types of perfected souls. Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha. So sometimes we wonder that, so in Kali Yuga, are we all, because we try to do our sadhana, we try to execute our devotional service, but there's so many mistakes and there's so many, you know, flaws in our attempts. So are we all just mercy cases, so to speak? So I was listening to one lecture and Prabhupada was saying that actually when you try your best in spiritual life, then the Lord sees and He gives you that special mercy, especially with preaching. He was explaining about preaching. That when you preach, because the Lord Himself, this is His purpose, right? As we can see in this verse. What does preaching mean? Preaching means that you elevate the fallen soul. So what is the Lord is coming in this verse? What is it saying here? He's taking out the demons and He's re-establishing Vedic culture. In other words, He's re-establishing Vedic principles in the human society. So this is the Lord's purpose, it's Himself. So when you also take up this service, which is the Lord's most cherished thing, which He does to bring the fallen conditioned souls back to Him, then you get a very special mercy. The Lord becomes very, very pleased with this. And we can see this in all of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, the six Goswamis. All of their energy, all of their effort was to help to bring this mercy to the fallen conditioned souls. We'll look at the next text. In each reign of Manu, six types of personalities appear as manifestations of Lord Hari. The ruling Manu, so in each Manu has a certain period of time, very, very long period of time. Does anyone remember? It's very long. I can't even remember. 1,000 years.
Yes.
Okay.
One manu reigns for 304 million years.
So the manus. So we have many manus. Does anyone remember the name of the current manu? And then the chief demigods. So we all know the different demigods. The sons of Manu, Indra, the great sages, just like Srimad Bhagavatam, we see so many different sages mentioned, and the partial incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's mentioning here these six varieties. And most important is Achyuta Avatar. There are so many different personalities, and most important, Achyuta Avatar. So let me just go back here. So here it's mentioned that there are the 10 fundamental topics of the Mahapurana, or the great Puranic literature. I'll just go back to the verse which describes them. Atra sarga visargas cha sthanam poshanam utayaha manvan tareshanu katha nirodho muktirashayaha. So the first one, creation of the universe, sub-creation, planetary systems, protection by the Lord, the creative impetus, the change of Manus, the science of God, and returning back home, back to Godhead, liberation and the Sanam Bonam. So this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, chapter 10. But there is also another verse which describes them a few texts back. Let me check. Somewhere. Texts 9 and 10 also describe it, with different wording, but it's the same thing. So it's described that all of these 10 topics, they appear in each Purana, in each canto of each Purana, describing the purport that all of these topics are mentioned in each canto. And this particular verse is, it's emphasizing on the protective activities of the Lord, otherwise raksha. So when we look in the ten, in the list of ten, creation, universe, planetary systems, and protection of the Lord, which is number one, two, three, which is number four given. So this is very important because the whole purpose of the Puranas, especially the Bhagavad Purana, is to, in order, is given in order to bring up the conditioned souls to the spiritual platform. As we heard in the verse which I quoted earlier, that Krishna, when he ascended back to the spiritual world, along with Jnana, Adibi, Jnana and all of these things, then in order to give light in this Kali Yuga, this Bhagavad Purana is given. So therefore, although we have the 18 Mahapuranas, the 18 Mahapurana means they have these 10 items. Amongst all of those, the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the topmost. I heard recently in one lecture that if you see all of the commentaries which you find on the Puranas, there are so many commentaries on the Bhagavad Purana from different, so many different acharyas, whether they be Vaishnava or any school. And there's more. If you add up all of the other 17 Puranas commentaries, that's not even as many as there are for the Bhagavad Purana. So everyone, regardless of whether you're a bhakta, whether you're a jnani, whatever your position is, it's very clear that the Bhagavad Purana is the most important of all the Puranas. Because all of the acharyas, they emphasize this, irregardless of what is your position. And Srimad Bhagavatam is described itself as a Puranam Amalam. Let me find that verse. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Does anyone remember? Vaishnavam Priyam? Yeah, I can't remember. Find it now. I had it earlier. Yeah. So the... I had it, but it's gone. Anyway, I was going to read that one out. It's described as the pure Purana. There are six Puranas which are considered in the mode of ignorance, six Puranas which are considered in the mode of passion, and six Puranas which are considered in the mode of goodness. So in order to... these Puranas are given in order to bring people up based on what level they are at. So therefore, if you read the Tamasic Puranas, the emphasis is on a different deity. If you read the Rajasic Puranas, the emphasis is on a different deity. Just like you have Brahma Vaivarta Purana, where it appears that Brahma is supreme, or some Puranas you get the idea that Shiva is supreme. So depending on what is your nature, then the Vedas, they lift you up based on where you are. And the topmost Puranas are the Sattvic Puranas. And from those Sattvic Puranas, the topmost is Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he describes that is a Puranam, Pramanam Amalam. Both Puranam Amalam, it said in the verse which Maharaj mentioned, and Pramanam Amalam, because this is the topmost Praman. Whether you want to establish some theological point, whether you want to establish what is the process, whether you want to establish what are the incarnations, whether you want to establish something about creation, whether you want to establish whether the earth is flat or or a globe or both or neither, whatever you're trying to establish, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Praman. And we understand Bhagavad Gita also. But obviously Srimad Bhagavatam, there is so much more detail, as we see these 10 different topics are given. In Bhagavad Gita, they may be there in seed form, but so much detail is not given. Therefore, we use both Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And for us, we have the fortune with Lord Chaitanya that we have so many other literatures, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all of the six Goswami's literatures. But in order to establish Siddhanta, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important. I found one of the verses. This is by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajay Chaitanyas Tadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. The Supreme Lord, the son of Nanda Maharaj and his Transcendental abode, Sri Vrindavan Dham, are my worshipable objects. The most excellent method of worshipping Krishna is that which was adopted by the gopis, the young wives of Raja. Srimad Bhagavatam is evidence of this. It is a flawless and the most authoritative scripture, and Krishna Prema is the fifth and highest achievement of human life, beyond mundane religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and impersonal liberation. This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have supreme regard for this conclusion. So the Acharyas, they very clearly establish the position of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When you see the work of Jiva Goswami, then he's always emphasizing the Srimad Bhagavatam and the importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And without this, we will be lost. We will be stuck in the darkness of this Kali Yuga. The Srimad Bhagavatam is very important, and the process given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we see in this verse, Achyuta Avatar, the infallible Lord who comes to do what? To protect the universe and kill the enemies of Vedic culture. So in this age, as we discussed in the beginning, it's impossible to kill everyone, because what's the point? You have to kill the demoniac tendency inside. If we kill all the demons, they will kill everybody. So there's no point in doing that. So Lord Chaitanya has come, he's given this holy name in order to give us the most easy, the most accessible, the most practical process in order to kill this demoniac nature. And as we see here, the enemies of Vedic culture, by killing it at the root of the problem. So thank you very much for everything, and thank you for listening. What's the time? It's 1:45. Are there any questions or comments?
How those that are in the mode of passion and ignorance, or those that study the Puranas in passion and ignorance, like the Shivites and so forth, how can they become elevated to the topmost platform?
Very nice question. So yeah, sorry? Repeat the question. Prabhu was saying that as there are six types of Puranas in Tamas, in Rajas and Sattva, how could we bring them all to Krishna consciousness? Because when they read a Purana which is in Sattvic, they will get a different understanding. They may read Brahma Vaivarta Purana and say Brahma, or they may read a different Purana and they will say Shiva is supreme. So I know how to convince them. This is your question, no? So there are many ways, because some people, that whether you give them knowledge, whether you give them evidence, they won't change. That's like we have a lot of experience when we preach to some kind of yogis and different things, whether in the West or in India. You can give all the different quotes, but they won't change. So we have two tactics in Lord Chaitanya's school. Because he gave both knowledge, he used to debate, but also he was giving holy name. And he was giving mercy. So we can give these different evidences that how Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme from all the Puranas. The Padma Purana is giving, these are the six different Puranas in each guna. And we know from Shastra that Sattva Guna is the topmost. Whether you're Jnani, whether you're Yogi, whatever you are, we know that when you go to mode of goodness, that is the, how do you say, that is the gate you have to pass in order to get mukti, no? So depending on whatever your goal is, we know that Sattva Guna is the topmost. So from all of those, we know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost. And maybe some people, they like to emphasize, no, Shruti is very important, not the Puranas. And if you read this Rig Veda, if you read Yajurveda, there is this name given, that name given. So you can explain that we have the Upanishads, which is the final Vedanta, which is the final essence, the theology and philosophy. Is given there in a very concentrated form, very conclusive form. And this is not accessible unless you're very, very high elevated. But the Vedanta Sutra is given in order to summarize all of the basic points. And even that we're not qualified to study. So what do we have to study? The author's commentary on that, the author's explanation on that, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam says, Vasayam Brahma Sutranam, that the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, the commentary by the same author is Srimad Bhagavatam. So So we have to first convince them based on this, based on knowledge, what is the different parts of Shastras, what is the Shastra in Kali Yuga we have to study. That's like if you read other Puranas, we don't even know whether they're still intact. When you read Acharya's commentaries on different Puranas, they maybe quote this verse from Padma Purana, but when you open it up, you won't find it there. And I forget who it is, Ramanuja or Madhvacharya. When they're writing about Mahabharata, and they're saying that there is three different types of corruption in text. Even the Acharyas, they're saying this. But we know Srimad Bhagavatam is pure. Srimad Bhagavatam has so many commentaries, and traditional commentary means you study each word, you analyze each word step by step. There are so many commentaries and they all correlate perfectly with Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya himself, who is incarnation of Krishna in this age, he has personally authorized this Shastra for everybody. Whether you have this inclination to this God, whether you're more inclined to this process, Karmakanda, whether you like more Mukti, whatever you like, Lord Chaitanya says everyone must take Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the topmost scripture. Therefore, the Acharyas, they say that it's Pramanam Amalam. It's the topmost Praman. So we can try by this way, by knowledge. But as we know, especially in Kali Yuga, people, they're not honest. Even if you give them, even if you can defeat them by logic and based on Praman, still they may not accept. Just like Bhaktivikasa Maharaj, I was in a lecture in London and he gave a very funny story that there was a Muslim and he was debating with Maharaj. So then Maharaj convinced him by logic and then he cornered the guy about, I think, reincarnation. So then the man said, even if you say that, he defeated him, he didn't have anything else. He said, I still don't believe it. So even if you convince them and you give all evidence, they will just say, I don't believe you. Sometimes when we do book distribution, maybe we approach by some different people and they try to present something. And sometimes, generally we try to avoid debating because there's no point. The goal is to get as many books out. So if you debate, then you would lose a lot of time. But sometimes we do it. It's like I was in London recently and there's one Christian man, he was saying some different points, you know, that about the way, the truth and the light. And then I was just very systematically, logically defeating this point. And then he says, but anyway, that's your belief. But Jesus is the Lord and he's the only way. So even you convince, he doesn't have anything else to say, but he said, that's your belief. So in Kali Yuga, by logic and by debate, by praman, it's maybe not, people are not honest enough to accept it. So then Lord Chaitanya has his secret weapon, the holy name and prasad. Just like many people, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they became convinced. They took some prasad and they became convinced. So there's so many secret weapons. People hear holy name, the heart change and they become convinced. So does that help, Prabhu? It's okay, answer?
Yeah.
Any other question or comment?
Jehovah's Witnesses boys and girls were there on the Oxford Circus. And we had such a great Harinam that they all joined in the Harinam. They're dancing like crazy. And they were the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh no, we've joined in the Harinam.
Yeah, that's a very important point. Yeah. Because me and Maharaj and I and our Harinam Ruchi team, we were in just last month, I think, in Indonesia and Bali. So Indonesia is predominantly, it's a Muslim country. Bali is majority Hindu, so therefore we go there. And they have so many devotees, so many temples. And we were dancing on the beach and there was at least 30, 40 Muslim girls, no, with their, what do you call it, hijab or something?
Burka.
The burqa, covered like here and here, you know, everything. And they were dancing in ecstasy. So this is knowledge, because as we know, the holy name is not different than Krishna, and Krishna is absolute. So even you don't have to convince them by words, you can convince them by the holy name. Because when they're dancing, that means they're serving the Lord. And if you do it even without knowing, we know there's so many teachings of Lord Chaitanya, even jokingly, even if you do it in a funny way, even if the word is inside another word, you get benefit from holy name. But even on Harinam, the Muslims, they know what is Krishna. Everybody knows the name of Krishna. And they're still dancing. So they know that they're dancing to these prayers, these mantras. So the holy name, it changes the heart because it acts directly from the platform of the soul. So this is a very powerful weapon. Therefore we always hear the three powerful medicines of Kali Yuga. The holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam and Prasadam. Or books, holy name, Prasad. The three-part formula of Lord Chaitanya.
What are the different forms that that descends in the Kali Yuga? Is it Bhagavatam, holy name? Is it two forms? Hmm? Is it four?
I don't know. Someone can
say. Deity. I thought it was one more.
Yeah, maybe. Prasadam. I don't know, it depends where specifically you're referring to, I don't know.
I just remember reading it when it was like four. I thought it was holy name, Didi, and Bhagavatam.
Well, yeah, association, holy
there's different lists given in different places. Yeah. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we give five the most potent forms of...
No, not that.
Anyway, yeah, the sport you're saying probably is it. I don't know exactly. Yeah. But what time is it? We have a few minutes. I want to tell a nice story which I heard recently in relation to the six Puranas in the three Gunas. Because we hear that in Kali Yuga, it said that, what is that verse? Ashwamedham gavalambyam sanyasam palapaitrikam deva reina sutopatim kalo panchavarjad. In Kali Yuga there are five things which are forbidden. The Ashwamedha horse sacrifice, gavalambyam, with the cow sacrifice, sanyas, and offering the flesh to the forefathers, and yeah, begetting the child from the brother. Say you're impotent, your brother can donate his basically semen to make a child with your wife. So these five things, they are forbidden in Kali Yuga. So then when we see our contemporary Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then he was emphasizing the sannyasa ashram because it's a very powerful way to preach, because people give respect and they take it very seriously. And Lord Chaitanya, he also took sannyas for that purpose, in order to preach. So then they were asking, so why in Kali Yuga, that somebody asked him, why in Kali Yuga you're giving sannyas? Because we can read in Shastra that this is forbidden. So what does anyone know his answer? What he said was that this particular verse, it comes in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, which is in the Rajasic category of the Puranas. So the sannyas which he's giving, this is on Bhagavad Marg, it's not the Karma Kanda sannyas. He's giving the sannyas as the principle of sannyas which we follow. When we read Gita, Krishna also describes sannyas, but he's not describing the sannyas which karmis do when they want to give up. He's describing that you use everything to engage it in my service. And we hear so many different things, thinking of him, yoga, yukta, bhavarjuna, everything connected with me. So there's so many different quotes we can read in Bhagavad Gita. So that sannyas is not the same as this karma kanda sannyas. Because karma kanda is not sattvic, no? The sattvic means bhakti. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is not the sannyas which I am giving. This is karma kanda sannyas. We are giving this sannyas of the Bhagavad Gita, this Krishna conscious sannyas. It's a different type. But we can see other sampradayas, just like if you see the Shankaracharyas in this school, then everyone who wants to get the mukti, they have to liberated from this all, everything is illusion, they have to take sannyas. But that's actually prohibited. But this sannyas of Krishna consciousness, this is not prohibited. It's actually a different category. So it's a very interesting story, no? So I think that's it, unless there's any final question. If not, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gauranga.